This is Beach Weekly. You're listening to Season 12, Episode 9 of Beach Weekly, a podcast created and produced by Long Beach State's student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er. It's Monday, March 25th, and we're here with you on your walk to class, giving you the news you need to start your week. I'm your host, Leigh Madrigal. Keep listening to learn more about the Beach's run in the NCAA tournament, a terrorist attack in Moscow, and more. We'll start with some upcoming campus events. Throughout March, support Beach Pantry by donating non-perishable food items to the Loren Chalmers 83 Food Drive. Donations are accepted at the College of Business in room 200, the College of Engineering in room 662, the College of Health Science in room 160, and the College of Liberal Arts Dean's Office. Spoon Check, hosted by CAPS on Tuesdays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., is a community support group for students with chronic illness or pain. The group will meet this Tuesday, March 26th, in room 204 of the USU. This Tuesday, March 26th, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the USU, room 303, is a financial empowerment event. Students will learn to manage finances and understand financial independence. Participants will receive free food while supplies last and have the chance to win free merch. This Wednesday, March 27th, from noon to 1 p.m. is Zen Yoga at the Japanese Garden. Attend for an hour-long session of beginner yoga in an outdoor environment. You are welcome to bring your own mat or use a mat provided by the class. The class is free for students, $10 for garden members or CSULB staff, and $15 for non-members. The 23rd Annual Latina Connection Conference is this Thursday, March 28th, from 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. in the USU ballrooms. Participants will come together to acknowledge Latina leadership and accomplishments through networking and socializing. There will be free food and chances to enter giveaways. The Events and Orgs app, formerly known as Beach Sync, is a great way to stay up to date with events happening on campus. Now, here's some campus news. The Long Beach State men's basketball team made their way to the NCAA tournament after defeating UC Davis in their Big West championship game on Saturday, March 16th. This win came after a five-game losing streak from February 24th to March 9th. Last Thursday, March 21st, in Salt Lake City, Utah, was the Beach's first time playing in the NCAA tournament in 12 years and their 10th time overall. In the first round of the tournament, the Beach lost to the University of Arizona Wildcats 85-65. Since 1956, Long Beach State students have voted for student government leaders to serve on the ASI Executive Board. ASI Elections voting for the Student Government Executive Board for 2024 to 2025 was open from March 18th to March 20th. On the 21st, voting results were revealed at the ASI Elections Reveal Party. Here's the announcement of the winners from Associate Vice President of Student Affairs, Jeff Klaus.
This candidate received 1,802 votes and just over 51% of the total votes cast for this position. Your next ASI Vice President of Finance is Andre Okochan. Congratulations, Andre. Now, for the position of ASI Executive Vice President, this candidate received 2,297 votes and just over 66% of the total votes cast for this position. Your next ASI Vice President is Matt Melendez. Congratulations to Matt. Now, for the position of ASI President, after two instant runoff elections, this candidate received 1,775 votes and 50.9% of the total votes cast for this position. Your next ASI President is Nikki Udavi.
Congratulations to the new ASI Student Government Board. Although the general election is now closed, ASI will begin filling other vacant positions in April. Of the 37,897 CSULB students, 3,532 voted in the ASI elections. Only 9.3% of eligible student voters participated in this year's election. We'll finish with some major headlines from around the world. Last Thursday, Russia launched 31 missiles into Kyiv, Ukraine overnight, its largest missile attack in weeks after a 44-day-long pause on attacks to the capital. The attack injured at least 17 people and damaged residential buildings and schools. The Ukrainian Air Force shot down all 31 missiles, so damages were caused by falling debris. Last Friday, Russia launched another overnight attack on Ukraine's energy system. As of March 22nd, these attacks killed 5 people and have left over 1 million people without power. At least 133 are dead and hundreds more are injured after a concert hall in Moscow was engulfed in flames and attacked by several armed gunmen on Friday, March 22nd. Concert-goers gathered at Crocus City Hall in Moscow when between 2 to 5 gunmen entered the premises and opened fire with automatic weapons. A fire broke out within the upper floors of the venue shortly after gunfire began, leaving many attendees trapped. The flames erupted as high as 3,000 square meters and the roof of the venue partially collapsed, according to the Russian state news agency Interfax. A Russian state news agency, RIA Novosti, has reported that either a grenade or incendiary bomb was the source of the fire. According to CNN, ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack but did not provide evidence for their claims. This attack currently holds the title of the deadliest terrorist attack in Russia in over a decade. 42-year-old Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, announced that she has cancer in a video released by Kensington Palace. She is currently in the early stages of chemotherapy. Princess Kate shared that her cancer was discovered in January during testing after having abdominal surgery, but did not specify the type of cancer. Princess Kate has not been in the public eye since late December 2023, which sparked many online conspiracy theories. The palace announced that the princess is unlikely to return to public duties until March 31st at the earliest. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Beach Weekly. And a special thank you to our editor, Julia Goldman, and our producers, Elle Nicklin and Aiden Swanepoel. As always, if you want to read up on some of the stories covered today, along with so much more, you can head over to our website, daily49er.com. And to make sure you're up to date with everything that happens on the Long Beach State campus, you can follow our socials at Daily 49er. We appreciate you listening, and you'll hear from me again next week.